Scripture reading is Mark chapter 8, verses 36 and 37. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
How are we when it does come to commitment? What and who are we to be committed to? So let's just have a word of prayer. Our gracious God, our Heavenly Father, oh, the opportunities that you give us to be yours. The opportunity that we have to make commitments to thee and the Lord Jesus Christ every day of our lives, Father, is a commitment. And a commitment to thee that we may be yours. And that in turn we may be your representative to give this message of assurance that we have ourselves as children of the living God. The assurance that our Lord Jesus is coming for us soon. Coming for anyone that will become children of the living God. But we have to turn our lives over to thee and over to him to be able to do that, to make that commitment that is so necessarily needed to be in the family of God. We pray that each one here today has made that commitment to serve thee to the best of our abilities, with the assurance that we have eternal life. And through that experience with the Lord Jesus Christ, we may one day walk the streets of gold. We ask for these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Yes, commitment or convenience. When to make a commitment, especially when it's going to take how much of our time. And we know that time is precious to us. In the way that things are running nowadays, time is flying by. We have this Sabbath here, and then we look during the week, and next Sabbath comes to us. Now, my wife sometimes is actually not always remembering what day it is, so I have to ask her, you know, there, but she says that each time that dialysis comes, no, not again, especially on Tuesday when she's had a weekend off, you know. But to make commitments there. But we need to make commitments to our family, to our spouse, to our work, to the project that we take up, and to be committed to our Lord Jesus Christ. To work for him in getting souls for the kingdom. That's our responsibility. We know that out there we see the world that going the way it is. We know that we have to make that commitment to be able to be saved, to be with the Lord Jesus Christ so that we can work for him. And so we just pray that we are making that commitment needed, you know. But to make that commitment, we have to lead a different kind of life, turn our lives around dramatically so that we can be an entirely different person. And so we always see that, though. And we see it, the word commit or committed in the Bible is mostly negative. There's very few positive things in there. It's always negative towards God or what man has done against God or against the Lord Jesus, you know. So we see that. But is serving Jesus a commitment or a convenience to you? There are many people out there today that don't want to take the time to be committed to the Lord because it's going to take so much of their time, they think. But to be honest with ourselves, we know that we say that commitment is somebody else's responsibility, you know, because it interferes with our schedule. We put so many things into our schedule every day that many times it's impossible to fulfill all of them there. But according to Webster, commitment means to pledge some particular course or use. But we know that commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ is more than a definition. It requires our life, our soul, our very being to be able to be with Jesus Christ. And that's not just twice a week or even once a week. It's all the time. All the time, either when we're doing the other, when we're working, when we're doing anything during the day and stuff that we know that has to be all mine, to keep our minds upon Jesus Christ. But we need to make a commitment to one's work. Sometimes some people have to sign a statement for that fact to be able to work for somebody. But then to one's family, even to your free time, You have to make a commitment. And it takes quite a bit of time out of a people's life doing this every day. But we make a promise to God to make a commitment to Him all of our time. We could look at the cross and see Jesus Christ, and He committed Himself to us all the way. He died for each and every one of us. If we can get that across to people, we know that we can bring souls into the kingdom. We have a chance to see a clear view of this lifestyle when somebody says, I go to church on Sabbath morning, isn't that enough? There are many out there than the other denominations that go to church on Sunday. Is that not enough? Webster defines convenient as suited to one's comfort or ease. So we know that many times we want convenience. We want everything convenient for us right there at hand. You know, we want to be able to grasp it, you know, all of it right then. We don't have to want to go any place or even to work for it. It's got to be there, right there by us. But are we living a life for Jesus that is suited to our own comfort? I pray that we're not. Do we want to be committed as long as it is easy? What if Jesus had not decided not to die for each one of us? What does it take to be totally committed to God and to the Lord Jesus Christ in everything? We know that we need to be committed totally to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's got to be a part of our everyday life so that we can be His, not just something that we do that is comfortable or convenient for each one of us. And then there's the self-serving, the convenience of the self-serving. They focus on themselves instead of God. And if you would turn to Matthew 19, verse 16, Matthew 19, verse 16, story of the rich young ruler. I think we've heard a little bit about the last two or three Sabbaths that we've had here, though. But Matthew 19, 16. We see someone asking Jesus what they need to do to obtain eternal life. We know that the self-serving has to give up something to follow God. And we look at verse 21, and we can see there where Jesus says, if you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions. But many today have an uncommitted focus on keeping their possessions rather than have a giving attitude. And it does take things to have a giving attitude, but the Lord Jesus Christ has asked us to be that. He was giving. He gave us even His own life for that. And in verse 21 and 22, it continues. Give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. There's a commitment. Have we made that commitment? We pray that we have. When the young man heard this story, he went away sad because he had great wealth. I know that none of us here have great wealth, so maybe we won't have that. But what we do have maybe is what is holding us back. And as I said, this commandment doesn't always reply to money. Commitment can be giving of our time, energy, and our possessions for God. In verses 27 through 30, we can read there, 27, the disciples' reward that they were able to get and have because they followed Jesus. Then answered Peter, said unto him, behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? And Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit on the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. We're going to be able to see that picture, to see these disciples sitting on these thrones. And everyone that hath forsaken homes, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive it 100-fold, and shall inherit everlasting life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. And we know that if we are truly dependent upon God, we know that we have to give up many things. And we can do it willingly if we have that love of the Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts. that. So we pray that it does. And many of us have idols in our lives that are not money, but it takes money usually to get these idols and so on. And I had them myself today. But it may be work, maybe sports, maybe whatever you want, but any number of things that are idols. But Jesus here is telling the young rich ruler and ourselves even today to get rid of such things. Many times it's hard to do, but if we are truly committed to Christ, we'll be able to do it. We now need to focus on serving the Lord and to follow him unconditionally. We know that there are many things in the Bible that are unconditional, and there are other things that are conditional. But we have to follow him unconditionally. Mark chapter 8, if you would turn there to Mark chapter 8. Mark chapter 8, verses 36 and 37. 36 and 37. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? You know, the young rich ruler wanted to follow Jesus, but he wasn't ready to make a commitment to him. Are we ready? How about you and I? Are we ready to make that commitment? Have we already made that? You know, the young man looked for a better way to have it, to be able to do that. But he didn't want to give the way that Christ wanted to give him to make him a better man. And if we follow the dictates of our hearts through loving Jesus in the Word, as a ruler, we know that we can be a better person for him here upon this earth. Are we looking to get what we want out of convenience rather than wanting God to make us better Christians? We do that, but hopefully and thankfully, God does not give up on the self-serving. No matter what the situation is or what you and I have done in the past, he continues to come after us, but without force. He gives us the reasoning to do that, and then we can make up our own choice. We need to turn our life around and to make that commitment to Christ every day. We know that our actions speak louder than words in many cases. We can ask ourselves, what job is it to serve God? Many answer, they're saying, well, it is a pastor's job. He'll take care of it because we pay him to do it. And we know that there are many out there that believe that. But this, we know that this is not the way to answer that question. We are lying to ourselves if we say that. But we need to look and see what the Bible says about serving the Lord. First, what is the Bible for? 2 Timothy, chapter 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. We'll be able to have this to do that. And so we pray that we answer that right. We all are instructed to work for God. Once we give our lives over to him, we know that we need to work for him. Second, what is the work to be done? Matthew chapter 28. We know all these verses. Especially if we start here with 19 and 20, we really know that. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost. So we see that. We need to be preaching the gospel to all peoples, and we all can be preachers giving the word out there in our communities that we're doing that. Joshua 24:15. You don't need to turn there. But being committed to serve ought to be each church member's top priority. That is, and we pray that it is. And as I said, sometimes actions speak louder than our words. And God watches for these actions and for these words that we have. While here upon this earth, we have the opportunity to continue serving God and serving the Lord. And we will be serving them in the new kingdom also. And he is pleased with us as we serve him, serve Jesus. Until we pass away, our service to God is not over. It's every moment, every day of our lives. And how can we be totally committed to God, especially in this fast-paced life that we live in? Everything is so rapidly going, and so many things that we do, you know, the work and recreation and this and that, you know, so we know that. But we need to be committed to Christ, keep our eye upon the mark, to have that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ so that we can have the eternal life that he has promised, that we can be out there being committed to him to bring souls into the kingdom. Matthew chapter 10, verses 35 and 36. Matthew 10, 35 and 36. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. And we know that many of us already have felt this in our lives. We need to focus on denying self. We need to follow Christ rather than loving only themselves. We cannot love ourselves without following Christ. We know that that is one of the things that we do. You have to, you know, care for yourself. You have to love yourself, really, to be the Lord Jesus Christ. And anyone who does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Matthew 10:38. We need to discover the source of life rather than being self-serving. We have to deny self every day, every moment of our lives. Matthew 10:39. Matthew 10:39. Wherefore, wherever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. That opportunity that we have to be able to find life in the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to shine for Jesus, and the committed do. They shine for Jesus. To what then should we be committed? Committed to God. Matthew 22:37 tells us. Matthew 22:37. Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. I pray that we are doing that. We know that this is the first and greatest commandment for us to keep, to honor Christ and do that. And we do that. We need to be committed to the church. Hebrews chapter 10, if you would turn there. Hebrews chapter 10. Verses 24 and 25. 24 and 25. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as in the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. And that day is approaching fast. It will come when we are least expected, don't. But we need to be committed to the things of the church. It's convenient to come to church once a week. But commitment means serving no matter what. No matter when. Life happens and things get in the way as we see these things that have done in the last couple of weeks. But the Lord never gives up on us. And he never gives us more than we can handle. Are we all today committed to the Lord Jesus Christ in every area of our lives? Or are we conveniently committed to him for the sake of our comfort or for our ease? We know that there are people out there that are that way. But we know that Jesus is totally committed to us in every respect. Are we willing to be committed to the Lord Jesus Christ? I pray that we are, that each one of us are committed to the Lord Jesus Christ in every aspect of our lives, so that we can be ready for the soon coming of our Christ, that we can help others to be ready. God has given us that responsibility. We know that he could call upon the rocks to be able to do this, but he's chosen us, his created people. And I just pray that we are ready to commit ourselves to God totally. Yes, our Heavenly Father, we pray that we are giving our best to the Master. We pray that our commitment to thee is solid, that it is truthful, for we know, Father, that our coming, for your coming is soon. We know that our Christ will come as King of Kings and Lord of Lords in his glory. And at that time, we'll be able to look up and see that small black cloud coming. And it gets bigger and bigger. It becomes whiter and whiter, brighter and brighter, till we are able to see the face of our Master. So we pray this day that we may go forth committed to the Lord Jesus Christ. In his precious name, amen.